Hello, I'm Howard Hughes. Welcome back to The Unexplained. What you're about to hear is not a regular edition of The Unexplained. In fact, it's not about The Unexplained at all. Quite a few of you have been emailing me about the disturbances, riots, in fact, that we've had across parts of England over the last week. They erupted after a man was shot. Police are investigating the circumstances of this because he was shot by police. And there were, after that, a series of violent incidents, but suddenly developed into something else. And across London, first of all, a lot of people became involved in trouble, violence, looting. Flames engulfed buildings here in parts of London. You wouldn't have expected to see such things. And now, as they say, all bets are off. So I wanted to just offer to you an interview that I did yesterday here in the UK with a friend of mine, Professor Justin Fisher from Brunel University. He's a respected professor of politics. And we went through some of the issues to do with what's been happening here. And I just thought that even though this is not about UFOs, there were some UFO files released, by the way, over this last week. We'll talk about those in a future edition. It's not about ghosts or spirits. We'll get onto those subjects at a later date, too. Not about the things that we usually talk about here, but we have discussed social unrest and those sorts of problems on this show before with people like Gerald Celente, the American trend watcher, and others. And so I think it's a legitimate part of the mix, and you have been asking for this. So although this item is very short, it's about 5 minutes. This is Professor Justin Fisher from London's Brunel University talking about the riots and, first of all, those that hit Ealing, the place where he lives.
Looking at the destruction around Haven Green and around Ealing Green, it was quite incredible, both the level of destruction, but also the shops that were attacked. These weren't the large chain stores. They were largely small independent shops or restaurants. There was a Thai restaurant with windows smashed. There was a pizza restaurant, a babyware shop. Even the Oxfam shop was targeted.
We've both studied politics, of course. That's your business. And we have to talk about political insurrection. We have to talk about riots and coups and overthrows. But there are always things that happen in other countries. It is very salutary that we have this here in the UK, isn't it?
Well, it is. But, I would be amazed if very much of this was politically motivated. You know, clearly the spark was the unhappiness with what happened in Tottenham. But there's no indication at all as yet that this was an underlying problem that that led to the violence spreading both throughout London and later across the country.
And yet the more intelligent people who were on the streets and the ones connected to them, some of them have said in interviews this week that they are fairly disaffected from society. They're not happy that youth clubs have been closed down in some cases, and they feel the government is not doing anything for them or talking to them.
Well, look, ping pong at youth clubs never stopped any riots, and it's the sort of stock cry. Now, I think that, you know, there are some arguments to be made about whether or not some of the cuts that have been made could accentuate disaffection. But, of course, a lot of them won't actually kick in until next year. So, I mean, one's not ruling that out. And, of course, these things are important, and if it makes things worse for people, they will become more upset. But I think the argument that this is linked wholly to government cuts is probably not terribly accurate.
All right, whatever it's linked to, and there will be an investigation into all of this, and Ed Miliband is calling for a pretty thoroughgoing Brixton-style investigation into all of it. Whatever, this has shaken politics and politicians by the looks of it to the core. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the scenes were absolutely shocking, and regardless of whether this had taken place in the summer or at any time, it would be an appalling thing for any politician. They, in effect, at certain times, we had lost control of the streets. But I think where it has been particularly damaging, really for both sides, is that it caught politicians very much on the hop. And unfortunately for the government, many of their senior people were away on holiday at the time. Now, of course, politicians have to take holidays. But I think unwisely, too many of the politicians from the cabinet were taking holidays at the same time. And so there was this, you know, we used to say a week is a long time in politics. But of course, over the course of these events, it seemed like, you know, a day is a long time. And it took some time before politicians seemed to grasp what was actually going on. So I think it's been damaging for them, certainly for the government, but also I think for the Labour Party, because it struggled to get its message across other than to express outrage at what's gone on.
And now it all seems to be about photo opportunities, we used to call them media events, I guess you call them now, where you've got the likes of Ed Miliband on Friday, who was out and about making a speech. You had Nick Clegg, who was in Nottingham, talking to the police and looking at the damage there and saying, oh, well, it's not so bad here, is it? On his way probably to his Sheffield constituency, and various others. Right from the get-go, we had Diane Abbott on the streets of Hackney, and we had Keith Vaz out and about. So here we have politicians being something quite frequently they're not, especially in the summer, highly visible.
Yeah, well, of course, those kinds of photo opportunities can cut both ways. If they go well, then it's splendid for the politicians. But as Boris Johnson saw, they can go very badly with members of the public being very aggressive towards him. And, I mean, I think it is important that politicians visit these areas, if only to show solidarity with the people who've been affected.
Do you think that politics will ever be the same after this? I know so many events happen over the years, and we all say, well, nothing's ever going to be the same after the expenses scandal, the hacking scandal, whatever, and then they return to situation normal. But do you think this really is a game changer?
No, I don't. In as much as I think the government's response to this, albeit delayed, has been in tune, pretty much in tune with public opinion. It isn't the same as the riots at the beginning of the 1980s, where there seemed to be a distinct political agenda behind them with which many people sympathised over the cuts that had taken place in the early part of Mrs. Thatcher's reign. I think it has damaged the authority of the Prime Minister and, of course, the Mayor. But I doubt whether or not the implications will be much longer term than the rest of the summer.
Well, that's Professor Justin Fisher from Brunel University. This has been an Unexplained Extra. Stand by for the next edition of The Unexplained, a regular one coming soon. Please take care and be safe.